Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Call Me Adam, and in this episode of Bearing It All with Call Me Adam, we are talking with performance artist Miguel Angelo. Hi Miguel.
Hey Adam, how are you?
I'm good. It's so great to catch up with you. We spoke last year when you premiered your show, Latin XOXO, at Joe's Pub, and now you are bringing it back this October and November, October 15th and November 6th and 7th, 7 p.m. at Joe's Pub. So let's dive in and catch up on everything. So first of all, what are you looking forward to most about bringing this show back?
Well, basically, I just want to look at people see more my personal size in this show, because in February when I did this show for the first time, was basically about my memories about boleros. You know, the boleros is the Latin American songbook. So, and then after that, we find out that, wow, it's something more deep in those boleros and my experience with those boleros. So I'm really excited, because I have working so hard for the last 6 months to bring people this new experience. It's more personal now, the show.
As I mentioned, you performed this show in January of 2019. What did you learn from that performance that will now inform these upcoming shows?
Basically, I just want to just tribute all the music that my father was singing to my mother. You know, my father was a very machista, macho Latin American from Venezuela, very homophobic, but he always sing those beautiful songs to my mom, those boleros, especially when he was cooking, because he loves to cook before he died, you know? So, and then I thought, oh my God, that is weird that this guy is so macho, but he loves so much singing. So for me, it doesn't make any sense. But and then I saw that, oh, this guy is sensitive, is sensitive, you know? And then I say, maybe that is the reason why we need to come back and do like a twist in the show. And so now it's basically my experience with my homophobic father. So, and through breaking so Latin stereotypes characters, because I play Carmen from Bizet in Don Jose, and I play the Virgin Mary. So for three characters that live in me, that I represent them, I true and I told the story about my father and I.
In these past few months since you premiered the show, our leader, I mean, he's not my leader, but
mine neither.
But the leader of our country, he has pushed even harder with tightening immigration laws and trying to roll back many laws that Obama had put in place to help keep LGBTQT+ safe. So how do you feel this show speaks to the times we're living in now?
People, if you're coming to see the show, you're not going to see anything about politics. Maybe in the last speech that I do a message for the people, because I think the strong message that I bring in is like, you must need to love, because love is more strong than any barriers.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And that's a great message to put out there.
Yeah, because it's true. Yeah. It's completely true. I think where they... people right now in the world and humanity, they just lost memories and just lost love. And they forgot, or they don't remember, that love is the more powerful power in the world.
In our last interview about the show, we discussed the hardest stereotype for you to break then was that of speaking English, quote unquote, perfectly, and how people often think since you don't speak a certain language perfectly, you're ignorant or dumb. But the reality is that in your case, you speak multiple languages. So English is not your first language, but you have spent a lot of time learning how to speak it.
Yes.
So in addition to speaking English perfectly, since that was the barrier you broke down last time, what is another barrier you feel you are breaking down with this show? Like, is there one pertaining to your sexuality or something along those lines?
Before we get to that answer, Let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes, where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Bearing It All with Call Me Adam. So as you were saying.
No, I think that, you know, we have many sides, like I said before. So I am completely open gay since I was 12 years old, because I told my family, my mom. So I think the only barrier that I have, or that people can have, is just putting the barriers to yourself. I think those characters, or this show is just to what I say, you just need to show who really you are. I think this is the big gift that you need to give to someone, is show them who you really are, because they're going to love you. If they're not, it's their problem. It's not yours. So that's it. So I think that is a big barrier, maybe. That I have an accent. Of course I have an accent. And you know, when people say, oh my God, you have an accent so bad, I say, no, I have an accent because I speak more than three languages. So, and I'm very happy to have an accent, and I'm never going to lose my accent. Of course, I want to try every time to people understand what I'm talking, but it's kind of difficult, but it's fine, because I guess I speak very fast as well, because I'm so hyper. So naturally, of course, just in case. maybe when I take a lot of Nutella, okay, the commercial. So, but I always been like that. Even when I was a baby, I think I remember my mother took me to the hospital, and they say that I born with high voltage in my blood. So maybe is what I am so, you know, so hyper.
So electrifying.
Fine. Actually, we use that word in the show. It's funny that you say that. We use electrifying in the show.
I love it.
It's kind of funny that you say that.
Yes. Well, that's why I know you so well.
It is true. That is true.
Since this show does talk about pushing the gender norms, mm-hmm. who are some other artists that you feel push the gender norms that you look up to?
Oh, well, definitely these people I really deeply admire, especially Taylor Mack. I think he's amazing. Lady Gaga, David Bowie, Freddie Mercury, they was my idol when I was growing up. I want to be either Freddie Mercury or Julie Andrews. So one of those. And Chavela Vargas, that she's amazing. She was, I'm sorry, a very amazing, famous singer from Mexico, but she born in Costa Rica. But people think she's from Mexico, but she's not. And Frida Kahlo, of course, Joey Aria, that I love Joey Aria as well. I can't believe that man can sing so spectacular. And of course, Klaus Nomi. I'm sure he's singing right now in heaven with all the with David Bowie. So I think those people, they are my favorite people.
Perfect. Well, I could definitely see you as a Freddie Mercury type.
Yeah. Well, I think Freddie, maybe we have the same range of voice. Mm-hmm. Freddie was definitely a performance artist. Mm-hmm. He was incredible. He really was. When I remember was a baby and watching him, I was like, oh my God, I need to be like that.
What else do you want to tell people about the show that we have not mentioned?
Well, the show is very theatrical. It's full of music. Like I say, like, it's going to be a little Latin American songbook, boleros. It's going to be song covers, but on my own way to sing, because for me, when I sing another songs for other artists, I don't want to sound like a karaoke, because it's too easy to do that for me, and I hate that. So I'm going to sing those songs like if they were wrote it for me, or if somebody wrote it to me to sing. Of course, it's going to be the line tune, but it's completely different. And of course, I wrote four songs, new songs for the show, and an opera aria. There's going to be a surprise. So, but I acknowledge to actually my wonderful collaborators. Mm-hmm. So Jaime Lozano, mi pana, that I call him, my pana is like my dude, you know, he's from my musical director and arrangements. He's wonderful, like Lin-Manuel Miranda, tell that he's going to be the new star in Broadway soon. Mm-hmm. Beside that, Jaime is so beautiful, human. He's so humble. Mm-hmm. So J. Julian Christopher, he wrote the book, the new script. He did a very beautiful, poetic way. Sergio Vasilevich is the director. Mm-hmm. He's so smart. And David Stark is the producer. And I have, as a vocal coach, my friend Matt Farnsworth. I always say bad that name, this name. And he always keeps screaming at me. Okay, Matt Farnsworth. If you're looking for a beautiful vocal coach, call him. And my vocal diction coach is Susan Finch. So without them, believe me, and Ryan Parks, the designer, the costume designer, because it's costumes. It's like three change costumes in the show in 1 hour. So, but without them, the show is not possible.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I'm very excited to see the show. I know everybody listening is just as eager. We're getting near to the end of the interview already, which is crazy.
Oh,
I know. So sad. But I always end my interviews with playing off the title of my podcast, Burying It All with Call Me Adam. So if you were to bear it all, what would you reveal about yourself that you haven't spoken about in a previous interview?
Oh, I have a phobia for cockroach.
Oh.
It's not that I'm they're yucky. No, if I see a cockroach in a room, I go out of the room. I run away. It's like it's like a shark in a Steven Spielberg movie, Jaws. Yeah, I can't see that. I can touch frog, snake, spider, whatever you want me to do. But if I see a cockroach, you see me running away.
I love that. That's something I never knew about you.
Well, now you know.
I do know. And wait until April Fool's.
Listen, find your natural way to die, okay?
Well, that is all the time we have, unfortunately. Everybody listening, come to Miguel's show, Latin XOXO, Joe's Pub, October 15th and November 6th and 7th, 7 p.m. I'll have the ticket link at callmeadam.com. And thanks for joining me, Miguel.
Thank you for having me. You're so sweet.
You're welcome. And we'll see everyone in October and November at Joe's Pub.
Yeah, come over.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Adam lives for the business of show. CallMeAdam.com.
Thanks for listening. For more Call Me Adam interviews, visit CallMeAdam.com. And follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CallMeAdamNYC.
Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities. And I am here to tell you that, yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the Curtain, The Mistakes, Lessons Learned, and Triumphs of Interviewing Celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, callmeadam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy.